Hi, this is Jeremy Perlman speaking to you on a recorded line. What is the name of the person you're transferring?
Leslie Isom.
Leslie? Okay.
All right. You guys both have a great rest of your day. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
You too.
All right. Bye-bye.
Hi, Leslie.
Hi.
How are you doing today? My name is Jeremy Perlman. I'm speaking with you on a recorded line in regards to the hair relaxer lawsuit. Would you like to see if you meet the criteria to participate in the hair relaxer lawsuit?
I think I do, but okay.
Yeah. And then you do not already have an attorney assisting you in regards to this, correct?
Do I have an attorney?
In regards to the hair relaxer lawsuit, you do not, correct?
No, I don't. Okay. No. Mm-mm.
And then you are willing to affirm that you have not sought legal representation in regards to this, aka you have not signed any documents in regards to the hair relaxer lawsuit, correct?
Correct.
Okay. Right. And then you have used the hair relaxer products or straightening chemicals within the last 20 years?
Yeah.
All right. And then what was the diagnosis you received after using hair relaxer? Was that endometrial cancer, uterine cancer, or ovarian cancer?
No, it was ovarian cancer.
Ovarian.
Stage 1.
Okay. I'm so sorry to hear that.
Mm-hmm, me too.
What year were you diagnosed with the ovarian cancer?
I think it was in 2023.
Okay.
It was sometime in September 2023.
Okay. No worries. That's all we need. And what state are you currently in?
Georgia.
Georgia. Okay. Check this. Yep, very good. New Year's. Okay. And then what age were you when you were diagnosed?
53. Yeah. I think.
No worries.
Hold on one second. Let me.
You're good.
I'm trying to end this call.
If we do hang up, I'll call you. If it does hang up for any reason, I'll call you back
over
the 949 area code.
Somebody
calling you. I got you.
Yeah. Yeah.
And what is the diagnosing doctor's name or the hospital?
Dr. Alicia Lovelady is my OBGYN, my gynecologist.
Alicia Lovelady? Is she in Atlanta?
Yeah.
Okay. Off 494 Boulevard, Southeast Atlanta?
Yeah.
All right.
In the hospital I was treated in,
I'll get that one second. I'm sorry. I'm getting the address still. Sorry.
It's okay.
And then, you were not diagnosed in Kentucky, Louisiana, or Tennessee?
No.
Okay. I know some of these are going to be redundant. I'm sorry. And then you did use the hair relaxer or any brand more than 4 times in a single year before being diagnosed with the cancer?
Yes.
All right. And then on average, how many times per year did you use hair relaxer products before your diagnosis? Was it around 4, 5, 6?
6. Around 6 because I got short hair, so I keep it perm.
Okay, I gotcha. So you're always going for the treatments? Okay. All right.
Yeah.
And then you, of course, are a resident of the United States, correct?
Correct.
All right. And then what is your date of birth?
9/24/1970.
Oh, thank you so much. And then you were you ever diagnosed with breast cancer or Lynch syndrome?
Breast cancer and Lynch syndrome, no.
Or Lynch, no. Okay. All right. And then did any friends or family members also use hair relaxer products and were later diagnosed with similar reproductive cancers?
I think my sister did, but my sister passed in 2020.
Okay. I'm sorry to hear that.
Mm. Yeah.
Sorry.
But it was her, yes.
Okay. All right. And then, how old were you when you first started using the hair relaxer products?
I'm gonna say that brand. I started that brand, that Cream of Nature, like in 2015, 2016.
Okay.
So I'm thinking I was, I don't know, 44, 43.
Okay. I'll put 43. It just has to be an estimate. You're good. And then what state did you use the product in?
Georgia.
Georgia. All right. And then you said you started first using hair relaxer around 2015?
That brand, yes.
Okay.
Around 2015, 16.
When did you start using it just first ever?
2013, maybe.
Okay, so a few years before, and then you switched to that other brand. Okay. And then
yeah.
What year did you stop using hair relaxer altogether, or do you still use it today?
Oh, no, I'll use it today. August 2022.
August of 2022, okay.
Mm-hmm.
August of 2022, okay. And then how often did you use or apply these products? Was it weekly, monthly, or four times per year?
Like six times a year.
Okay.
Because like I said, I got wet hair and it grows out. And we black people, we got nappy hair a little bit, so we keep it perm.
I got you. Okay. No, I know. Some of these questions are, I know what I know. You told me that a minute ago, but I have to ask these questions again. I'm sorry if they're redundant. Okay. And then this is another one. How many consecutive years did you use the hair relaxer products? I know you used it from 2013 to 2022. So that would be around.
Around 9, 10 years.
And around 9, I'll put 10. I'll put 9 just to be safe. I'll put 9 actually. And then, did you get them done? Would you go to salon at home or both?
No, I put my own, do my own perm.
At home. Okay.
I buy it from the store.
Okay. I gotcha. And then you do not. And then do you have any empty bottles or receipts still?
No, I know.
And then what was the brand you said you used? Cream of Nature?
Cream of Nature.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. And then here's, this question's worded a little weird, but did your cancer diagnosis happen 2 or more years after you first started using the product regularly for at least 1 year?
Mm.
So in regards to this, you were diagnosed. So did you use the product for 2 years? And then, sorry, did you use the product for at least 1 year and then 2 years later were diagnosed at any time?
Because I started having real bad headaches.
Yes.
And everything.
Yeah, because you're using it for 9 years. You were diagnosed the year later. So it's worded It's worded a little weird. So I'm sorry. Worded a little weird. I'm sorry.
Mm-hmm.
And then what type of treatment did you receive for the cancer?
I got a full hysterectomy and chemotherapy.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Full HYSTEC2-1. I always have to make. Oh, I spelled it right. I'm pretty sure. Let me just make sure.
HYSTER.
Yep, I got it.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I know. I just always like to check it because I don't want anything to be wrong. Because then I have to send you guys paperwork again, and I don't want. I just want it to be out of your. You know,
right.
You not having to worry about it after this, and then.
Right.
When did you get treated, roughly? What dates was that? Just starting. This is the month and the year.
I was diagnosed.
Because you were diagnosed September of 2023. So did they start the treatment? Did they start the treatments like a month or so after, or a few months, or?
Actually, it was the same month. Like,
okay, same month they start everything.
I was diagnosed like the beginning of September, so like in the middle of September of 2023, they started.
Yeah, I get you. Yeah, they always try to do it expeditiously, especially when they catch it. So right, I'll put 9/15, just as the date, just middle of the month. And then who was the treating doctor? That was I was getting it from you earlier. I'm sorry.
Say that again?
Who was the doctor that treated you or the hospital?
Piedmont
okay.
Hospital.
Piedmont. Yes. And that is, of course, in Atlanta, Georgia.
Yeah.
I'm actually familiar with this hospital. I've never been there, but I'm familiar with it because I've spoken to a lot of people for different suits and sorts, and they've a lot of people in this area, especially a lot of former veterans.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That one, 404. Okay. And then I know this is redundant, but can you confirm your gender for me? Thank you.
I'm a female.
Thank you. I have to ask. That is a required question. And then I know it's funny because we're asking about ovarian, you know what I mean? But yep. Anyways, and then marital status, single, married, or divorced?
Divorced.
Okay.
Divorced.
And then can you what is your ethnicity?
African American.
Okay. Thank you. And then your first name is Leslie, Leslie.
Correct.
And then last name, is that Isom or LS? It's IS, right?
Isom.
Isom? Isom, okay.
Isom.
Isom, okay. And then do you have a middle name?
K-A-Y.
K-A-Y, okay. And then here's another redundant one. You are not a junior, senior, first, second, or third, correct?
I'm sorry, you said
no, you're good. Yeah, you're good. You're not a junior, senior, first, second, or third?
No.
Okay, yeah. No, I said that's enough. That's why I said it so quick. And then what is your social?
267
55
8334.
8364. Okay.
All right. 8334.
8334. Okay. Thank you.
Correct.
Thank you so much. And then address email address I have to use lezzisom@aol.com.
Correct.
Okay. And then this is the best number to speak you on, 770-728-2310.
Correct.
And this is a cell phone?
Yes.
And when the attorneys reach out to you probably by Thursday or Friday, do you want them to call you, text you, or email you? And then would that be by morning, afternoon, or evening, best time of day?
If they could text me all day long and I can respond back, but they're going to call and I can't talk until after really I go on breaks.
I'll put text as preference, and then I'll just put best time of day is after and morning because it, you know, it only lets me click one.
Okay.
Is that fine?
Yeah, that's cool.
Okay. And then, Leslie, what is your best physical address?
5100 Welcome All Road. It's spelled just how it sounds.
Atlanta, Georgia?
Mm-hmm.
Is there
Welcome All Road, Southwest, Apartment H11. Atlanta, Georgia, 34349.
H11. Okay. 303-30349, right?
Yeah.
Okay. I like the name of the street.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's nice. Welcome All Road. That's cool. Atlanta. That's Fulton County, right?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. And then there are documents to support your diagnosis, medical records, correct? The hospital will have them.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep, they got it. Y'all can pull it.
Yeah, that's why they ask, exactly. And then they ask this just in case they don't have to pull it. Do you have a copy of the medical records?
No, my doctor got it.
Yeah, no, I got you. I got you. The hospital has them. No worries. All right.
Mm-hmm.
And then would you like to put an emergency contact down for this?
No.
Okay. No worries. And then let me confirm all the information, and then I will send you this document, DocuSign. We'll complete it. It'll only take a minute or two, and then the lawyers will be able to reach out to you and get started with the case. All right?
Okay.
So let me just confirm everything, just so we know everything's right, so we don't mess up. And then I let you know the call is recorded, of course, in the beginning. you would like to participate in the see the criteria to meet the Paralaxer lawsuit, of course. You don't have an attorney in regards to this, and you did use the hair relaxer chemicals within the last 20 years, correct?
Yeah.
Okay. And then, unfortunately, you were diagnosed with ovarian cancer, and mm-hmm. that would have been in September. I just put September 1st of 2023, and you were around 53 yeah. when you were diagnosed or so, right?
Right. Okay. Yes. Yeah.
And then you went to Dr. Alicia, A-L-E-C-I-A-R dot Lovelady, MD. Correct. And her address would be 494 Boulevard Southeast, Atlanta, Georgia, 30312.
Correct.
And then I put the phone number from their doctor's office as well from their listing, 404-835-7779. And then you were not in Kentucky, Louisiana, or Tennessee. I know that. And then you did use hair relaxer at brand four or more times in a single year before being diagnosed with cancer, correct?
Yes.
Yes, okay. And then you use it around six times per year. You are a resident of the United States. Yes. Birth date of 9/24/1970, correct?
Correct.
Okay. And then never diagnosed with, you were never diagnosed with breast cancer or Lynch syndrome.
Mm-mm.
And then your sister did also use hair relaxer, but she unfortunately passed in 2020.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And then I'm going to send you my number too. So if I'll text you and let you know if you can file a claim for her as well. So, we'll figure that out. Yeah. And then,
that will be fun.
Yeah, no, that's why I asked about it. Cause I know, you know, it's a family, you know, a lot of people use it. Yeah. And then, you're around 43 when you first started using hair relaxer, used it in Georgia.
Yes.
Roughly.
Brand, yes.
Yep. Roughly started using hair relaxer. Just in general, 2013, and stop using it on August of 2022.
Yes.
And then you would apply.
I'm gonna say 13 or 16, maybe 15.
I'll put 15 down. That's right. That works.
Definitely, I guess. Yeah.
Yeah, 2015 to 2022. Does that sound accurate?
Yeah, it was somewhere up in there.
Okay. Whatever. What do you think? Should I put 2015 or 16? It's up to you.
16.
Okay. All right. So 2016 to 2022. All right. Yeah. It doesn't change anything on the end. It's just they want to know roughly where to look. And then you did. Yeah. And then you would apply it monthly or every month or so occasionally. And that was about 9 years or so. You used the hair relaxer products consecutively.
Mm-hmm.
Or actually, let me lower that number. Just a little bit, hold on, because that was from 2013. So it had been on 2016, 17, 18, 19, 20. Right, sorry. 16, 17, 18, 20, 20. So you use it for about 7 years then, from 2016 to 2022.
Yeah.
Consecutively. Okay. And yeah, roughly, to the best of your knowledge.
Yeah.
And then you use the product at home and then you use cream of nature.
Okay. I liked it. Yep. Yeah, I really liked that one because it did my hair really, really nice.
Yeah, that's a big one I hear. And then Dark and Lovely by L'Oreal is a big one. And then Just For Me is another one.
Dark and Lovely. I used to like Dark and Lovely too, but
yeah.
It didn't do like the Cream of Nature. The Cream of Nature was good.
Maybe, okay. All right. And then here's the confusing one. So that's worded a little weird. Did your cancer diagnosis happen 2 or more years after you first started using the product regularly for at least 1 year? Which in your case would be.
I said yes.
It would be yes. Yeah. So yes on that one. Yeah. I know it's worded. I'm sorry. So you basically use the hair relaxer for 1 year. And then after using it, you were diagnosed at least 2 years later.
Correct.
Yeah. So in the time frame, I mean, if you look at the time frame, it's just that's I have to ask it though. So, and then, yeah, and then you had chemo and full hysterectomy was the treatment. Received treatment. I put down the middle of September, so September 15th of 2023.
Mm-hmm.
Piedmont, Atlanta, of course, was the hospital or facility that was treating you. Address of 1968 Peachtree Road, Northwest, Atlanta, Georgia, 30309. And then I have their phone number listed, and that all sounds correct, right?
Yes.
Okay.
1968. Yeah.
Yep. 1968 Peachtree. Yep. Peachtree. And then, unfortunately, again, just to confirm, diagnosed with ovarian cancer. First name Leslie, L-E-S-L-I-E, middle name K-K-A-Y. last name Isom, I-S-O-M.
Correct.
I had to think about that for a second. I almost said ism again. And then can I repeat your social back to you?
Go ahead.
267-55-8334.
Correct.
Okay. And then best email address I have for you is LEZZISOM at AOL. And then this is the best number to reach you on.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And then address of 5100 Welcome All Road, apartment H11, Atlanta, Georgia, 30349.
Correct.
Okay. Let me put apartment on here. H11. APT. There we go. Okay. And then there are medical records that exist for your diagnosis, correct?
Sure is.
The hospital will have them. And then, yeah, no, I know. And then you don't happen to have a copy of the records on you, correct? The hospital will have them. Yeah, no, you're good. Exactly. Yeah, you're good. No, the lawyers will be able to get them, so don't sweat it.
Yeah. Okay.
It's all formalities, those last ones. And then I'm going to send you a text right now and an email, and that will be the document. It'll basically take a minute or two to complete. Like I said, I'll just give them permission to reach out to you in regards to this and then to start the case. So you should have just got it right now, the text.
Okay.
And then you just want to click on that link that says Jeremy Perlman wants to send you a DocuSign. And then once you click on that link, it'll open up to the DocuSign. I got my blanked right there. And then you'll hit the yellow start button.
Yes. Okay. Now continue.
Mm-hmm.
Please continue. Start.
You could take your time too. There's no rush.
Okay, that one is done.
Mm-hmm. And you hit finish.
Mm-hmm.
Let me just check. Yeah, I got the email. You finish it. Thank you. And then let me text you from my number so you have it. And then so I can also reach out to you again about your sister too, so I can look more into that. So hold on. One sec.
Okay.
And I will also give you the firm's number that we'll be reaching out to you. One second. It is A4D. Second. Seven, seven, oh. Oops. 728-2310. It does not let me copy paste there. I don't know why. And then I'm just going to say Leslie is Jeremy Perlman in regards to the hair relaxer, R-E-L-A-X-E-R, lawsuit. This is my direct number. And then I'll put the firm that we'll be reaching out to is A4D, and then I put their number in there as well. So you should get a text right now. That is my number. So if you don't hear from them, I'd say Monday or like a week, give it a week max, give them a call at that number, and they're just going to verify the information you told me, and then they should get the case started and everything. But if you do have any questions, feel free to call me back on that 949 number. Like if you don't hear from them by next Tuesday, and I can always call them and see what's up and what's going on. So, all right.
Okay.
I do thank you for your time, Leslie, and you have a wonderful day, and thank you so much.
You too, Jeremy. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Bye-bye.